You're listening to Raphael Epstein.
Now, Josh, as I stand up to gyrate my hips and I don't have the chaps that come off, I saw the trailer for Magic Mike. Male strippers, hot bodies. Is that what the film's like?
I actually saw the trailer too, and I was happy to dismiss it until I found out that it was directed by Steven Soderbergh. And that kind of perked my interest because that didn't really gel with what I was seeing in the trailer and the way this film was being presented. Look, before we get into the film, I think the director is really important to understanding this film because Steven Soderbergh, I almost said Spielberg, that would have been a very different film. He's got a fascinating relationship with Hollywood. He's one of these directors that balances his work between very low-budget, sort of minimalist, almost art-house films and these extravagant, big-budget films like Aaron Brockovich, the Ocean's films. So this is his sort of...
And people might remember the Sex Lies and Videotapes.
That was
first.
His breakthrough, yeah. That was a kind of a smash hit indie film, really.
He always loved. He didn't want to have more than one key or more than two keys, James Spader. I can't remember.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but he's great in that. And this From the trailer, it looks like one of those big budget kind of a Rock of Ages,
Hollywood pap.
Yeah, bring along for the girls' night and see the male bodies wriggle on screen. There's actually a lot more substance to this film. I was really impressed. It was made on a budget of $7 million, which is
nothing.
Kind of spare change for Hollywood, and it's already grossed well over $100 million in the States. So this is kind of strange for Soderbergh that it's actually one of his smaller films masquerading as a big budget film, and it's doing great money. It's in a sense to kind of give an idea of the storyline for the film. It's very much like Paul Thomas Anderson's Boogie Nights. It's the setup is a young guy who's down in his luck, has no money, sort of inadvertently gets pulled in or meets this other guy who's working as a stripper and many other jobs, and it's kind of his rise throughout the industry. And there's it's not giving too much away. There's the drug spiral, downward slide at the end, like we see in Boogie Nights. There's the use of the 80s, 70s music. We got some Foreigner and some other sort of, Raining Men gets ubiquitous play in one of the big dance strip sequences. But there's a really great character drama at the center of this. And I have to say, Channing Tatum, he's not the young guy. He's the one sort of caught in the middle between the young guy and the Matthew McConaughey, who's the older dog of the male strippers. He's really impressive in this film. I saw him in 21 Jump Street, thought he was serviceable. I haven't seen most of his previous films, the turgid rom-coms like Dear John, The Vow, or Step Up, and Step Up 2, The Streets.
Well, apparently Step Up is his breakout performance. This is his rise to fame, this dance film, so he can dance.
Well, he's a model turned dancer turned, and he actually, I didn't realize this till recently, it's partly biographical. He worked as a stripper when he was 19 years old, which is the same age as one of the characters in the film. And he's completely convincing. There's some stunning choreography, just on a purely sort of superficial level. This film is a spectacle film. It's stunningly shot, which, again, surprised me for a film with a budget of only $7 million. There's a sequence where he dances to Junior Wine's Pony, and it's kind of jaw-droppingly, stunning. And it's interesting in terms of gender politics, because that scene is framed through a female observer who's not one of the sort of the screaming women. She sort of has this ambivalent relationship to what's going on screen. And I think that's Soderbergh. This is an intelligent film that's looking at this industry and looking at these men in a different context, particularly in terms of the global financial crisis.
Yeah, I've read lots of American reviews and heard some reviews, and they talk about it very much, the tough economic times. And apparently there's a scene at the beginning, I don't know if this is explicit, they work on a non-unionized work site, and that's actually, a lot of people in the States are saying that's the key to trying to unpick what's going on with the film.
Well, and this is interesting because that's the Channing Tatum character. He has four or five side jobs that he's trying to kind of, get going, but he always sort of falls back on the stripping, which is the ideal of the unrealized dream that may never actually happen, like most of his life. But it's interesting in the context of stripping because you have him doing these real jobs like a labourer or like a car detailer or a furniture maker. And then we see him, his sort of counterparts, dressing up as a construction worker on the stage or as a police officer, as a fireman. So you get this sense of how masculinity is being commodified in this context. And he's the one character out of the various male strippers who is treading this line between the reality and this sort of the fantasy that exists on the stage, or on the space of the stage. But everything in this film, whether it's the background, the scenery, or the dialogue, talks about how much money they earn per hour, what's the credit rate they can get on a bank loan?
Yeah, right.
What's the percentage they're going to get from their cut of this new club? And it always comes back to these men being somehow commodified within this industry.
Interesting. And I've also heard people talking about one of my actually favourite films, I've got to be honest, Out of Sight, with George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez, which is another Steven Soderbergh. And who knew Jennifer Lopez could act?
Amazing in that film.
And I've read that Matthew McConaughey's this is really good. Does he feature much?
I think that he features more in the trailer to kind of get. He's the audience. He's the big name in this. But he works as that sort of the elder statesman of this group of males, the one who's been doing it his entire life. His character functions in a way that's the future version of what Channing Tatum's character might become down the track. And he's really impressive. There's a scene where he's trying to initiate the young guy on how to dance and how to move his body in front of a mirror. And it's all playing off that fantasy of, you know, this is what we're giving the women. It's all about fantasy. But the whole scene plays out through the reflections in the mirror. So it's all about these bodies on screen and what they might mean. But the female character in it, who's the sister of the younger guy, she represents something kind of interesting. She's almost like the moral conscience.
I mean, I have seen the trailer. She's not very ugly. I mean, there's a lot of attractive. There's a lot of good-looking bodies in the film, isn't there? That is a feature.
There is a lot of polish. I mean, that's you could be critical. I think Soderbergh's trying to present a kind of a critique of American culture. There's an incredible sequence where they do a special 4th of July dance, and McConaughey's dressed as Uncle Sam and the rest of them are dressed as Marines. And the whole thing's bathed in this rather sinister blue and red light. And he uses the exact same lighting for one of the drug sequences later in the film. And there's a song playing Victim of Society in that later sequence. So that kind of parallel. Yeah, this sort of politics, this sort of contemporary stuff. It's a really fascinating film. The one thing that it just didn't work for me. The final scene feels like a tacked-on studio intervention, which is I haven't heard him say that, but it has that sort of feel. Sure. But it's still worth it.
Now, I can rely on my parents-in-law to see every film before I have. My father-in-law saw it last night. I think I might have this wrong. He'll get me if I'm misquoting him. He was the only man in the audience, I think. Was it a fairly female audience when you saw it?
I was the only one, too. That was yesterday. Okay. It was a sea of mums with prams, American tourists. There was a strange vibe going into that, and I felt a little bit uncomfortable.
I'd heard, actually, there's a whole lot of gay men going to screenings for parties on Friday and Saturday night, so I just wondered if there were any groups of men at your screening. No, didn't happen?
This was during the day yesterday, so it was female only and me. Just a bit like Katy Perry.
We'll try not to bring that up for you. Somebody texting in, I think this is about Matthew McConaughey. Oh, come on, he was great in G.I. Joe, The Rise of the Cobra. Was Matthew McConaughey
I think that was
that?
Channing Tatum.
Oh, Channing Tatum, right. Okay. That might be...
I missed that one.
That might be in jest. Look, 5-6, 774 ABC Melbourne. Josh Nelson is with us. If you've got a favourite Steven Soderbergh film, please feel free to share 1300-222-774, or you can text in. Oh, here we go. Somebody's already having a go at you. You've got to be kidding! ! This film was a stinker. Terrible acting and only two good dance scenes. All I can say is that I've read lots of good reviews. Josh likes it. Go along and see it yourself. I'm imagining this one's wide distribution. You'll probably see this anywhere.
Absolutely.
Now, some homework, I guess, from last week. The third installment of Christopher Nolan's Batman films. I think you were telling me before, as we were speaking, that horrible massacre was unfolding last week.
It was, I believe. It was almost the same time, which is a little bit spooky.
Now, I had read about this other film. Apparently was previewed at just about the same time. There's actually a scene in a trailer for an upcoming Hollywood film called Gangster Squad, where an audience of cinema goers packed in, nibbling on their popcorn, having drinks, and then men pop out in trench coats and start actually shooting into the audience. Clearly, this has had a huge impact, this horrible crime in America, on the way the film has been received.
They've actually pulled the film, Warner Brothers. They've pulled the trailers out of, I guess, sensitivity to what's transpired. There's questions now whether that scene will be cut from the film itself.
This is the scene from Gangster Squad. It's quite central, apparently, to the film.
I heard it could be almost the climax of the film. So that's kind of a substantial cut if they're going to do it. They've delayed it to at least February next year, so it won't be in running for the Academy Awards. It's got a really good cast. It's Sean Penn, Ryan Gosling, Josh Brolin's in this, and it's from the director of Zombieland, which was a really great film, actually, Ruben Fleischer. So, look, I don't know how I feel about this. I think removing it from current cinemas, from the trailer, particularly before the Dark Knight Rises, where it was planned to sort of screen, is the right decision. Mm. there is a kind of precedent for this. We've seen this with the Spider-Man, and where we had the Twin Towers and the web, and that scene was deleted from the film.
Because that came out just, it was about 6 months after September 11, wasn't it?
It was, and things like Collateral Damage, I think that was the film with Schwarzenegger, again, that was delayed in terms of release because of the similarities with the terrorist attacks. I don't know how I feel. I mean, I haven't seen the film, so it's kind of hard to comment, but... I think Warner Brothers, if it's a serious scene, won't want to have to sort of restart and film it again.
But it's clearly a part of the Batman films. And look, we don't have long, but I did notice even Andrew Bolt, he wrote a column this week praising Batman because he interpreted the film as being anti the Occupy Wall Street movement. It seems to me people have kind of missed the whole appeal of Batman is that he is a vigilante. He does take the law into his own hands.
Well, this is the great thing about Hollywood cinema. You can project your own values and interpret it as you choose. I think it's quite ambiguous. I've seen it. I saw it again yesterday. I actually got more out of it second time around. There's a very pointed moment where Batman says to Catwoman, no guns, no killing.
That's right.
And I think that was interesting in the context of what transpired last week.
There you go. So you can go and see The Dark Knight Rises yourself and make up your own mind. Quick question, Josh, very quickly. Do you see Matthew McConaughey's bum? Sarah's texting in.
Yes, you do, actually. Okay. There's a number of bums in the film.
There you go. You've just increased the box office.